You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and something we've been talking about for quite some time now and is really seeming to come to a head is regional health and regional GPs. There needs to be more work done in this space, and South Australia's leading doctors agree. I'm joined by Dr. John Williams. He's the Vice Chair with the Australian Medical Association's South Australian chapter. John, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, how are you doing, Jordan?
I'm good, thanks. So I guess what's AMASA saying about rural health at the moment?
We're really worried about it. You know, all of our doctors in rural are extremely worried about how rural health is going. As you said from the start, you know, we've been worried about this for some time and talking about this for some time. What's happened recently is for the past 9 months, we have been in negotiations, the AMA and the Rural Doctors Association in negotiations with the Rural Support Service for pay negotiations for rural GPs. So for 9 months, we've been going on this. We've put forward some solid suggestions and solid proposals that industry standard, national standard pay rates, and with the aim of attracting GPs and keeping our current GPs in rural. There's been an extensive consultation process with GPs from all around the state, our young GPs of the future, and what they want and what will keep them there. And we've presented this to the Rural Support Service, and really it just hasn't progressed. As I said, we've been going for 9 months, and we're unhappy with the progress and unhappy with their responses to our proposal. And we're extremely frustrated and worried about our rural communities. You know, we understand what's going on, and you know, this is just a basic service for our communities. People need to be able to get in and see a GP when they need to, you know, when they've got a sick child or frail elderly family member. You know, they need to be able to get to their trusted GP and get things sorted out. And we're running on empty. in Port Lincoln, for example, you know, we're down to one quarter workforce. So it's one GP per 2,000 patients, which is just an impossible workload. The communities are suffering because of this. So we're extremely frustrated.
So what are the risks of getting this wrong, of SA Health getting this wrong?
The workforce will decline further. At the moment, it's been propped up with locums, locums are great. You know, if you've got a functioning system and someone's away sick and you need to fill a gap in a hurry, a locum's great. But as the core part of service delivery, a locum service is just not fit for service. We need a solid model for going forward, and it needs to be done quickly because we're not at breaking point. We're broken. The health system in rural is broken all over the state. If you talk to any rural GP, any rural doctor, they'll tell you the same story. So GPs, we're not comfortable with, going to the media. You know, we just want to get on with our job and see our patients, and that's our strength. But it is past the point of, where we just have to speak up. Something has to be done and soon.
Yeah, for sure. As we know with, say, public education, teachers are encouraged to move to regional locations for 5 years in exchange for, I guess, relocation after that time and cheaper accommodation. Is something similar, I guess, would that be helpful for regional hospital placements as well?
Yes, I think, possibly. But I guess, at the moment, there is currently a disincentive for doctors to come to the country. So let's start with incentivizing coming to the country first, and then if that doesn't work, we'll have to think of something else. But at the moment, we're discouraging doctors from coming to the country.
And I guess the situation where the like you said, a quarter workforce in Port Lincoln, for example, knowing that if they do move to the regions, they're going to be in a very busy, very hectic work environment. So it sort of defeating or self-defeating in that sense.
Yes, that's right. Yep. I mean, I love being a rural GP. I just think it's a great career. It's just fantastic. And my patients, you know, are just lovely. And it's great to be part of a rural community. It is rewarding. But we need to get the doctors here to experience it and to fall in love with it. But if we don't pay them appropriately, don't support them in other ways, you know, if we make it, as I said, at the moment, the system is de-incentivizing it. So how do we do that? Where do we go from here? You know, with other industries, you know, like mining and that kind of thing, you know, it is incentivized to come to remote areas. They know that it's difficult. And moving family and relocating and all that kind of thing. So they incentivize it. The same has to be done for health.
No worries.
And this is just, as I said before, this is just a basic part of our community, a basic part of our infrastructure. You know, we've got roads, we've got power, we need health as well.
Yeah, well, I guess what's a resident in a regional area to do when all the doctors are gone?
That's right. You know, where do you take your kid if they've got a fever in the middle of the night? Where, you know, what if you want to have a family, you know, in rural, you know, it's a great place to bring up kids. But if there's not health services there, then, you know, it's not supported. So it's just a basic part of our community and it hasn't been supported.
No worries. So any last comments for the authorities at B who have something to do to change this, to change the situation?
Please listen to the AMA and the Rural Doctors Association. These are peak organisations, and they know what they're talking about. You know, we consult with our doctors from all over the state and country. There's no mystery about what needs to be done. It's just an investment. I guess the other thing is, you know, to, I guess, ask our community members, you know, I'm going to feel bad asking a rural community to do something else, but please, you know, speak up to your local members of parliament. I mean, they're not listening to us, and we really hope that, you know, if the community speaks up as well, then something will be done for rural health. So, you know, please contact your local member of parliament, write a letter, whatever you can do would be greatly appreciated. So thank you.
No worries. John, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Okay.
That was Dr. John Williams, Vice President with the AMA SA on your Classic It's Breakfast.